The political presence is high at this year's event because the election is less than 3 months away. And according to the Colorado Water Congress, there are a lot of water issues on the table, like environmental regulation and local control. The Water Congress is an advocacy organization that gets involved with state and federal water issues like water rights. The group's annual summer conference brings together water managers, politicians, and others involved in the resource, and this year features candidates for a range of offices. Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck was the first to speak. Regarding water, the Republican says he's developed a great pride for Northern Colorado.
The pride is the seeing people come together, work together, turn a desert into a very productive agricultural area. The frustration is in seeing the federal government screw everything up.
Buck is running for Colorado's 4th Congressional District, and his irritation with the federal government's lack of action was echoed by other Republican candidates at the conference. Congressman Scott Tipton was up next. The Republican touted his record, including legislation signed into law last year that eliminates regulations on small-scale hydroelectric projects. He spent much of his 10-minute talk criticizing regulations from the federal government. He highlighted the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rulemaking, saying it gives the agency too much power.
If the EPA can step in this room and start to tell the state of Colorado, start to tell the western United States how our water is going to be handled, we're going to be stripping our farm and ranch community of the ability to be able to grow our crops.
The only question came from Pitkin County Commissioner Rachel Richards, who asked Tipton about his position on climate change.
You know, I always like to be able to cite, on climate change, I grew up in the shadow of some of the greatest climate change this nation's ever seen. It's called the Rocky Mountains. I guarantee you the climate will change. And it will continue to do so.
Cory Gardner of Yuma began his talk by denigrating Congress, where he currently represents Colorado's 4th Congressional District.
It's always great to be at the Colorado Water Congress, a Congress that has a much higher approval rating than other Congresses we know of.
Gardner is challenging Senator Mark Udall in a close and expensive race. He spent most of his time stumping, discussing not just water, but his so-called four-corner plan that includes economic growth.
What we are going to do to get this country's economy growing again. Where does it start? I believe it starts with some pretty common sense things, regulatory reform, getting government out of the way and letting America work.
Later in the day, Democrat Abel Tapia stepped to the microphone. He's running against Congressman Tipton. The former engineer and Colorado State Lottery director says he understands the challenges facing the Colorado River, which is overutilized.
I am committed to fighting to ensure that the Colorado and the 3rd Congressional District are protected and get the water that it deserves. I support a balanced water policy that takes into consideration the multiple users of our water, agriculture, municipalities, industrial.
Calling water Colorado's liquid gold, Senator Mark Udall was the last to speak. He pointed to the need for solving a projected water shortage on the Colorado River.
Let's have ongoing, tough, and candid conversations within Colorado and between the Upper Colorado River Commission and the Lower Basin states. If we don't do that, we risk losing sight of our shared economic dependence.
Climate change will exacerbate the problem of water shortages in Colorado and globally. Udall says he's concerned the majority of Republicans in Congress continue to deny climate science.
Just last month, I tried to get a resolution passed that would put the Senate on record simply acknowledging that climate change is occurring and poses a risk to the United States. But enough members of the Republican caucus objected and blocked it. Coloradans and Westerners know better.
It was apparent the candidates were looking for votes ahead of the November 4th election. The conference in Snowmass wraps up on Friday. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.